What's up, everybody? This is Lee Houston. Finally pulled David Burton out of God knows where. He's stuck in New York City. Thankfully, he's getting ready to come back to Dallas. Been in New York for a long time, man, haven't you?
Yep.
How long you been over there?
I'm doing okay over here. Actually, starting to get pretty cold.
Nah, for real?
Yeah, it's been cold the last 2 days.
Well, it's your thought, but definitely you got stuck in New York City.
Yep.
This dude was stuck in New York for what, 4 months now?
Almost four.
Yeah. I mean, stuck.
Almost four.
I mean, stuck with the king at the end. I mean, stuck. Lord have mercy. Anyway, let's get down to some wrestling business. What was your opinion on All Out?
It has the potential to be better than what it was.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I actually was interested in that. I saw the entire show on, not the entire show. I saw some of it on Facebook Watch, and mm-hmm. I saw the rest of it on YouTube.
Yeah. No.
I didn't like the Jericho match, and, I didn't like the tag team match.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care much for the matches, though. Not too much.
That's it. So you're talking about the Mimosa match?
Yes.
That's interesting. Those of you didn't know, it's also on pay-per-view because they don't have a network like good old WWE. So it's on traditional pay-per-view, so you probably spend about $50-$60 if you bought the traditional pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had you found a live stream, would have been free. I'm just saying.
Sure. You know. And WWE has the upcoming Clash of Champions show,
mm-hmm.
which I believe is it's at the end of October. It's at the end of September,
September 27th. It's a couple Sundays from now.
Yep. And every championship will be online at the pay-per-view. So far, we have the women's, but no matter anything else, both the WWE and Universal Championship so far. And most likely, we are going to see Intercontinental Championship.
I think it's going to be most likely a triple threat. Uh-huh. They might
do that whole undisputed one champion thing instead of the two belts.
It would make sense to unify the titles. It's the same thing.
I agree. And that's what they should do.
They unified it. It's stupid as hell. It's the same belt, just a new design of it. So why not do undisputed match instead of unification match?
Well, I think that's what they're gonna go with. Undisputed match.
Mm-hmm.
And have AJ, Sammy, and Jeff Hardy have a triple threat. Mm-hmm. And the winner is the champion. So it looks like that's what they're going with. Almost forgot about the SmackDown Women's Championship. Bayley and Nikki Cross.
Yes, sir. Speaking of the WWE title, it's the news. If Randy Orton can't make it, that means that Keith Lee will get a title shot.
Interesting.
If Randy Orton can't make it.
I heard the match is supposed to be a stretcher match. Now, I didn't see too much Raw. But...
Well, it's an ambulance match. Really, the same thing, but yeah. I don't think we had an ambulance match for the championship. I don't think we ever had that. No, wait a minute. Yes, we have. 2002, Brock Lesnar, Big Show.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
2003, 2002, a stretcher match for the WWE title. It rarely happens.
Yeah. I forgot about
course you did. You was there, Grandpa.
That's like almost 20 years ago, but I knew we had others, but the God that match was a title match. Mm-hmm. It's been over a year since they had that match anyway. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see how that's going to be in the Thunderdome.
Last time we had an ambulance match was last year at Great Balls of Fire, which I watched a couple of nights ago. And I'll tell you this, it's the reason why WWE did a one-time thing and put on the retired pay-per-views.
That was a stupid name for a pay-per-view.
And I was there that night. It was sold out. I was there.
I
was like, great. Okay, the show itself is okay. The name, no.
I give Miz and Dean Ambrose credit. They both said the name was stupid.
Mm-hmm. If the name sucks, you already lost viewers right there. Cause you ain't gotta catch me.
So you know what's interesting was the show wasn't that bad, yeah. But the name sucked.
So I'm telling you, the name, let's say, the first thing people gonna think about, of course, is Jerry Lee Lewis, first of all. It's nothing to do with wrestling. First thing that'll come to mind is Jerry Lee Lewis. So you already ruined yourself right there.
Well, at least they stopped using that. Stomping Grounds was a pretty name, but that show wasn't that great.
The worst pay-per-view of all time, in my opinion, Capital Punishment, 2011. That's why I only did one of those.
Ain't
gonna be a next year.
That was, they had the stupid Obama impersonator. That was just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I was stupid. You know, that mystery woman, I believe it's called Noah, was supposed to return.
It'd be very interesting because she goes smack now because that's Corey Graves' girlfriend, I believe.
Well, she was on SmackDown, so she never actually left.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people.
She hasn't been seen since May, if you can believe that, during that stupid Money in the Bank ladder match at the headquarters, mm-hmm. which I did not like. I thought it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the last time she was seen, and she's scheduled to return. Mandy Rose just been put on Raw, which I thought was stupid as well. Then all the women are on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Which is bad. What that does is that takes the same women, and they keep putting the same women in the same matches against each other. I believe SmackDown only has a total of like 6 women right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is on Raw? Wait. Comes back. Oh, you're going to Raw. Mandy Rose, after she's done with Sonya Deville, going to Raw. What is that?
Yeah. What?
Why?
The coronavirus is shaking up wrestling altogether. See, it's the thing. When you get booked by monthly basis like indie wrestling, that's your whole pay. Rather than the contract, we'll take care of you in the contract. When you're booked by somebody monthly, that is what you get paid. And that's your whole payment right there.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than the contract, we'll pay you yearly, we'll pay you monthly, we'll pay you. I wrestled for WWE for 8 years. They pay me for 8 years. Every month, I'm good for the next 8 years. Rather than an indie show, we're booking for that night, and that's your whole paycheck for that night.
That's true.
So it's much better being on the contract than being booked monthly.
Yes, that is so much better than just getting paid for one night.
Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of indie wrestlers.
Hard.
I know a lot of indie wrestlers that should consider making the change and come on over to not just WWE, but any company that gives you a contract and that will pay you properly. It just so happens that the best is WWE, but you can come to Impact Wrestling, you can come to AEW, get a contract, and we'll take care of you. No, you go to the hospital, they'll pay the bill. You get sick, we'll take care of your medication, all that stuff. Only problem is, if you go out of town somewhere, you got to work out of town, you ain't got nobody, they won't pay somebody to check in on your house. That's your problem.
That's true.
You know.
The good thing is there's options. Uh-huh. There's always a place for somebody to go.
Yeah.
You know, like one place, you know, I'll go to this place. I don't feel I'm going to be a good fit in WWE, so I'll go to Impact.
Yeah.
Or I'll go to ROH. Well, I say if you want to work in the States. Now, if you don't want to work in the States, you can also go overseas. You can go to Japan, or you can go to England, or Mexico.
Or Canada.
Yes, Canada too, that's true.
I don't know if any Canadian wrestling promotions are still around, but I believe a few of them.
It's interesting because some wrestlers are still stuck in their home countries and haven't been able to go out and wrestle since March.
Oh, yeah. Especially the Cruiserweight champion, Jordan Devlin, who is still the Cruiserweight champion, by the way.
That's true. Actually, a lot of the UK champions. Yeah. You look at Walter and Kaylee Ray. AEW's Neville, well, the former Neville who's now wrestling as Pac.
Uh-huh.
Bobby Roode, he's been stuck in Canada. Which is why you haven't seen him on WWE in a couple of months.
Yeah.
Let's
tore our whole roster up, man.
I know, AEW has a couple Japanese female wrestlers. A lot of them are stuck in their home country.
Mm-hmm.
Which, why would you sign so many outsiders, especially at a time like this? Not too smart. Not too smart.
Mm-hmm. It'd be kind of messed up if somebody gets a contract now. And they can't use you because we got a pandemic out here. You can't really come over here like that.
Sure.
So you were just sitting there wasting space because you signed the contract to come over to WWE. However, we got a pandemic and we can't really be out and about like that. So you basically, the next few months or whatever, sitting at home doing nothing. So it'd be kind of dangerous to get a contract right now, and you ain't going to be used a lot, or at all.
I feel sorry for the people that want to wrestle and that can't due to this COVID stuff.
Oh, yeah. Unlike wrestling, unlike most jobs, you can't, that's the one job you can work from home. So,
that's true.
It's not that wrestlers can work from home, because they can't, because their job requires contact. If you can get to Vince and get him approve it to do it in your backyard, that's fine. But if you can't, it's not like you work from home.
Mm-hmm. Let's not forget about those wrestlers who make money away from us. Wrestling is not their only source of income.
Oh, yeah. That's smart.
So those types of people, they're okay.
Oh, yeah. People like Brock Lesnar, he all right. He good.
True.
You know, that's really smart not to have wrestling as your only source of income. That's smart. People like Matt Hardy, Cena, The Rock, he's done wrestling anyway. But people like those people, they good. They got other places to work. I think about good old Hollywood. They in trouble too because we can't make movies because we can't be around people like that. So we can't do a movie with six feet apart. So what are we going to do?
True, which is part of the reason why the Rock said he hasn't worked since March. He's been home.
Yeah. Now, if The Rock can make a movie with his like in his own space, damn it, he's the best actor of all time.
Speaking of The Rock, it's interesting to see that Jimmy Uso is getting himself a world title match on a pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's new. I'm all for that. A new person is getting a shot.
Yeah.
I was shocked when he won the match. And that promo him and Roman Reigns had on SmackDown was amazing. Like, we're not little kids no more. We grow up in now.
Yeah.
He's like, Paul, like, you've been involved with our family here, which is true. And Paul Heyman does go back with their family. He used to manage Roman Reigns' dad at one point.
Yeah.
He also managed her Chi-Chi as well for a brief period.
Wait a minute, when was that?
That was back in the 80s.
In the, oh yeah, okay.
Remember, Paul Heyman's wrestling career spans over 3 decades. He started his career in 1986 at the age of 20. Over 30 years later, he's back in the business.
Let me ask you this. Dominic, what's your opinion on him? Mm-hmm.
Well, he did leave wrestling for a brief period at one point before coming back in 2012.
No, I'm talking about Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, I'm surprised he's getting a push again.
Uh-huh.
I did see clips of the case. I don't know. They're all over the place. The Rey Mysterio was currently injured. He shouldn't even be taken off. I saw Murphy hit him back. Well, it wasn't backstage, but he did hit him up front of the ring. He threw Rey Mysterio into the dog room. But that's not good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just going to make your injury worse. Which I thought was not a good idea. To be honest, I thought Rey, his wife, and his daughter should have been out there in the first place. Well, Ray, yes. Him taking bumps, no. But the wife and the daughter, I thought they shouldn't have been
out there. Well, in my opinion, Dominic got a lot to learn. He has to learn locker room etiquette. He got to learn ring etiquette. For the love of God, get in the ring, take your jacket off.
Jacket? I think that's part of his ring.
Yeah, but like, yeah, all right, but I'm like, I'm watching this dude. Okay, normally you take the thing off and get started. But I didn't know that's his ringer. Why does this guy's jacket on? Like, you know, that's hard to move around him. Anyway, dude got a lot to learn. He got a lot of potential, though.
Absolutely, and he keeps getting better.
Now, right now, he's on training wheels with his dad. If we can just take him out the picture and let him go solo, he'll be great.
Oh, he will.
Right now, he's on training wheels with his dad right now. He's just starting. He's just getting started.
Once this whole stuff with all this thing is over, I think he's going to move on to something else.
Uh-huh. So this might be Dominic with WWE. It might be a cup of coffee. It might be for a while. We'll see.
That's true. I think he signed a multi-year deal, so I don't think he's going to go with the coming go anytime soon. I know Jeff Hardy just resigned with the company.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And what do you think of Selena Vega challenging for?
Selena
for the women's title.
She got a lot of potential right there.
I can't really remember the last time she actually had a title match. in WWE. This might be my first opportunity. It's the match up.
Zelina spent so much of her time as a manager. I don't think she ever got a championship match.
That would be an interesting match. And she pissed off Oscar by slapping her in the face.
Yeah. By the way, those of you think that her and Andrade are like kind of on the side, whatever. Nope. It's all business all the time. All business between Andrade and Zelina.
Sure.
It ain't no banging on the side. Ain't no creeping and tipping. Nope. It's all business all the time.
Andrade, who's engaged, and Zelina Vega, who is married.
Mm-hmm. So, now, I'm not saying that some people don't creep and tip. I'm just saying these two ain't none of that going on. The wrestlers have done that before with their managers. Huh?
I said people do that in general.
Yeah, especially in the wrestling world, especially. Because, man, like, it's not like a manager ain't slept with her client before. I'm just saying. You know, if I had, I'm just going to put it out there. But it's all business all the time. Ain't no business and pleasure. It's just business.
True.
But the problem is, Zelina's had enough of this losing. I need some checks up in here because y'all keep losing. That's less money. I need some checks. So I'm going to do my thing. And hey, because last time I checked, championships friendships don't bring championships. Last time I checked. But Zelina Vega, she doing her own thing. And I like that.
I think it's hard for her to do her own thing. I wonder what. Went
wrong with
Andrade and Angel Garza because they were on the road. They have been winning matches, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he stopped going downhill.
Uh huh.
And what went wrong?
I know it's early, but two things in the world of the NFL. First of all, I'm bringing this up for a reason. I'm going to lead to our Super Bowl for next year. But speaking of the Super Bowl. Well, you think there will be a Super Bowl for next year?
Mm-hmm.
Or will it look mighty different?
That's going to be interesting because I know for a fact we're still going to be in this pandemic well into next year.
Uh-huh.
I'm interested to see how the Royal Rumble's going to look.
Yes, I'm glad you brought it up. That's why I was getting there. So, I'm going to give you guys a few ways on how to survive the Royal Rumble after this break. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's take it from the top.
Something's happening. Something extraordinary.
Something exciting.
Something authentic and true. Everything changes now.
What's next? The future. That's our specialty.
Woohoo!
Do you trust me?
May the force be with us.
To infinity and beyond!
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
Something very rare.
Yes, sir. Check out The Wonderful World of Disney Plus, The Wonderful Controversial World of Disney Plus, available on all devices. It's not available on your laptop. By the way, when I do these commercials by Disney Plus, first of all, I'm not kissing nobody's butt. I use it myself all the time. It is cool.
Disney Plus is a pretty cool app.
Yeah. I'm not, people like, oh, he's just kissing Disney's ass. No, I use it myself. I would never promote something on this show that I haven't done myself. So if I haven't tried it, I would not bring it on this show to tell you, to promote it, if I haven't used it myself. I'm like,
that's
something.
Cool.
Huh?
I said, that's cool.
I ain't talking about you, Alexa. I hate when the Alexa, when Alexa Bliss is on and my Alexa app goes off. Anyway, ain't nobody talking about you, Alexa. Y'all, excuse me, that's my Alexa out tripping because people think they talking about her. But anyway, I would never mention anything on this show that I haven't tried myself. So if I haven't seen Disney Plus, why would I be bringing it on here to talk about it? So check it out. All devices is not working on your laptop unless you have certain stuff for that. But it's pretty good. It's a free trial at $6.99 a month. And if you want a free trial at $6.99, you want the whole thing, it's $7.57 a month, and the bundle is $12.99, I believe.
It's cheaper than Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Netflix, Netflix is in a whole lot of trouble right now.
Interesting.
They got a show called Cuties, a really disgusting. It takes these girls who are dancers, and they try to sexualize them. And it's, check it, just look it up for yourselves. Cuties on Netflix. A lot of parents are pissed off, which is rightfully so.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're mentioning, how this Royal Rumble would look during this pandemic. I'm interested to see how that would look.
Yeah. I'll mention Netflix, but anyway, yeah, Royal Rumble. Speaking of that, here's my tips on how you survive the Rumble. First of all, get in the corner and hide. The rules are, over the top rope, both feet must touch the floor. As long as you find somewhere that you're safe in for a little bit, it's all good. Number two, friendships don't win championships. So you try and be cool with your friend. If this match is for a title opportunity, screw that. Tap your friend in the back, make over a cold beer later.
Friendships go out the window.
Oh yeah. Like for example, I would throw you over the top rope anytime to get a championship match in a heartbeat. We'll make over a beer later.
Yeah, because you might not get an opportunity for a championship match. So you want to take that opportunity while it's there.
Oh yeah. Friendships go out the window. We'll be friends later. Yeah, I'm stirring. We'll be friends later. Right now I got a championship to win. Also, out of sight, out of mind, you know, like I said earlier. And it's best if you were to take your time coming to the ring rather than rush into it. Because nobody says you got to get in the ring immediately. You got all three men get in the ring, and we'll stop the countdown, and we'll just keep going to the last person standing. But to get eliminated, you got to get in the ring. So take your time getting in the ring.
Time to get the ring.
Let's say again. Of course, we got technical problems. Hey, David, say again. Oh Lord, y'all, we got technical problems all the time. Y'all know what's up. I would say I'm on number four. My fifth thing I would say to survive the Rumble, if you can, I would say it's all about being rested up. So the more rested you are, the more you'll last.
Is there something
who?
And it looks like they're going to go with her against Ellie.
Hold on a second.
Happened.
Huh? Oh, I see.
That's what they're going to go with, Bayley against Sasha. Since Sasha, I mean, not Sasha, Bayley's tied up with Nikki Cross.
That's interesting. But as far as Rumble goes, it'll be, I think, leading up to WrestleMania, it'll be close set. Mm-hmm. I think. Listen, it'll be close set. But we still gonna have
that's what makes it so interesting.
You know, we'll still have WrestleMania, we'll still have the coronavirus anyway. So hopefully WrestleMania 37 will be somewhat live with live audiences. I mean live audience as in fans, not superstars paid to be there as fans.
I'm so interested to see how that's going to look in that Thunderdome. Because that's going to be a very interesting thing to watch.
Uh-huh.
Well, wait a minute. I know they're going to leave the Amway Center in October and go somewhere else. They may go back to the Performance Center if... I don't know what they're going to do. They're only using the Amway Center up until the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they may either go back to the Performance Center or find another building.
Yeah. I want to know how Jackson's place, whatever it is, how they get audience and we don't.
How the who gets audience?
AEW, they get live audiences. Pay attention, bro.
WWE can do it if they want to, but they're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They only did that because WWE was using the Thunderdome.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of strict things they have to follow, too, because if one person is sick, that's going to be trouble for.
Oh, yeah.
I think one person already has been tested positive in terms of fans. So that's not good on AEW's part, which is the reason WWE is not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Which they can, but they're not doing it. They're not doing it.
There's some strict guidelines to being in the Thunderdome, for example. They don't want you to, they don't want you to react like you normally would, because they have audio clips of boos and cheers and all that stuff. So all you got, they want you to sit there and watch it, because they have the audio reactions to it.
Yep.
You can't appear drunk or be drunk. You can't, if you wear, a pair got to be, if you, they would prefer you wear wrestling apparel, but a lot of strict rules to Thunderdome.
True. I heard they don't want people wearing other companies' merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not theirs. So mm-hmm. Basically, if you have like an Impact shirt on, you can't wear it.
I guess an old TNA shirt would be fine, so they own the library to that.
I mean, that's what I was told, but I wouldn't put it past them, so I kind of believe it.
Now, an old TNA shirt, that'd be acceptable because they own the TNA library.
Mm-hmm.
So you could wear the old TNA shirt. Impact Wrestling shirt, nope.
Because if it's something they own, of course, you'll get a pass.
Yeah. If you have it, I would suggest the old WCW shirt if you have one, you know. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine and well. Maybe an OECW shirt, something like that.
Yes, which I have
in. And of course, you can't go wrong with the good old EWO shirt. Say again?
But I actually miss ECW too. You bringing it up.
Mm-hmm. I missed out on ECW because first of all, I couldn't find the channel. Secondly, they weren't promoted properly as far as television goes.
True.
I remember Paul Heyman told us. Say
it. I was listening to
him. Yeah. I remember Paul Heyman told the story how Disney was supposed to buy 49% of ECW. They saw one tape and said, nope, not today.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Now, they thought it was like WWE, WCW. No. That's what they were assuming, that it's family friendly. They saw the tape. This ain't gonna work.
It was like, we can't buy this.
Yeah.
This is not what we was expecting. Yeah. I can only imagine their reaction when they saw you sit up here like, no, we can't buy this.
I saw one match from ECW. It was Taz versus Sabu. And I fell asleep midway through it.
The first time I saw ECW, I was hooked. It was something I'd never seen before. Uh-huh. I was like, this is very, very different. Uh-huh. Very different.
And the funny thing is, during the Monday Night War, Paul Heyman never had a problem with WWE. His problem was ECW, was WCW. It just happens that WWE was in the way. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
Vince, Paul Heyman never had a problem with WWE. His anger was towards WCW.
That is very, very true.
And in fact, WWE kind of paid for ECW here and there. So he never had a problem with WWE. ECW was the target. It was just Vince and it was in the way. That's the only thing that was.
Plus, Vince was helping them out.
Yeah.
But, which Vince didn't have to do.
Oh, nah.
I give him credit for that.
Now, if it was WCW that was in need, they ain't writing no check to help them out. The roles were reversed.
Oh, of course. You know Bischoff didn't care.
If the tables were reversed, and WCW was the one that was struggling, and ECW was the one doing successful, and they came to Vince, we need help. Vince ain't writing nobody checks. Tell little old ECW. If that was WCW, the roles were reversed.
Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, we're not helping you.
Can you imagine if WCW was struggling? And they did eventually, but you can imagine they were struggling. And Kane events, you've been competing with us for years, and now you struggle. You come up for help. Can you imagine the humiliation that would be, bro?
I couldn't picture that, no.
But eventually, WCW would struggle because their show would be crap years later. As Time Warner was like, you know what? We had a good run. We're through with wrestling. We don't know nothing to do wrestling at all. We're done with it. So what do you do when you're parent company says, hey, we're tired of wrestling. We don't want nothing to do with wrestling. Yeah. And you tried to save it. You ain't got no money to save it. Eric Bischoff tried to buy it, and that fell through. There's only one man who could take it, Vince McMahon. The only man who could take the company is Vince McMahon. Because your parent company.
That's what happened.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Your parent company says, you know what? I think we're done with this wrestling stuff. So they threw wrestling all together. They're not trying to save it. They're not trying to preserve it. We're done with it all together. I don't care who buys it. We're done. No wrestling on TBS. We're done with that. It was finished. So there's only one man in town who can afford that, and that's Vince.
True. I think someone else could have killed Vince if they were interested, but Vince was like, I'm taking it. Remember, Bischoff wanted to buy it himself at one point.
Yeah. That fell through. I can't imagine little old Jeff Jarrett at the time. He trying to get TNA going. He trying to buy it. I can imagine that.
Yeah, I remember that.
TNA was a little old baby at the time. They come out in 2002, the next year. So I can't picture Judge Jerry trying to save the company.
He's like, let's start TNA. Because that's what that was.
Yeah.
That's what that was. So how do you think this Universal Championship match is going to go with Jey Uso and Roman Reigns?
Oh, your winner's Roman Reigns. I'll tell you that right now. Your winner's Roman Reigns.
I think it's going to be an interesting match and a good match.
Mm-hmm.
No, I won't even be surprised if they steal the show.
Yeah.
Those two can go.
Oh yeah. I say this: if it wasn't for being related to The Rock, do you think they can survive on their own? David?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. I don't think they could survive if they weren't related to The Rock. Or their daddy wasn't a wild Samoan. Or if Rikishi wasn't their cousin. If they had to do this on their own. No Rikishi.
Last.
Say again?
If they weren't related, I think they would have been able to last.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know exactly how but I know it last and what was pretty long. Just like they're doing now.
Uh-huh.
They are in the company right now.
Oh yeah.
And that's a long time to be together. Most teams don't even last that long in today's age.
Yeah.
The most you'll probably last is about 4 or 5 years and then you're gone. I'm surprised the New Day is still together.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for a backstab somewhere.
But I know they got to keep them, together because they got that podcast. So they can't break them up because of that.
Yeah.
Which is another reason why they're all still together. When we know both Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods are both currently injured. Big E, who's on his own, the only member of a group who's not injured.
Did he have a shoulder injury or something like
that? I think he's been injured maybe twice since he's been in WWE, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Oh, yes, sir. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this show is going to be on all other devices, on all the other platforms than we normally would here. So what we're going to do, we're taking a break from BlogTalkRadio.com until October. So we're going to have this everywhere else. We'll post this on BlogTalkRadio.com next month. So when you listen to this, it'll be months later. Well, it'll be a month later.
You can do it anytime you want, technically.
Oh, yeah. But at the time, I won't post this until October because we're going to have off the air on blog3.com until October. This is our break right here. So you can catch us on Facebook, on iTunes, Spotify. You can catch us on Stitcher. We're everywhere, man. Wrestling Tracks, one word.
If you have a device, you can hear us.
Say again?
If you have a device, you can hear us.
Oh, yeah. We're on Patreon.com, so Wrestling Tracks. We're on Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, Spotify. We're everywhere. Now, I don't know when I'll get David back on the air next time. Hopefully, he'll be back in Texas next week. Something like that, you know? They got you stuck in New York good, man.
No, next month we'll be talking about Hell in a Cell, which is scheduled to take place.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting, too. Wonder how that's going to look.
Same thing, Thunderdome, but no live audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, we see a change. The hook you grab.
I believe, Thunderdome is basically a bunch of screens filled. You know, so a bunch of screens filled up to look like they're in seats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a bunch of screens all the way to the top, like the people in seats.
That's gonna be interesting. The change. I'm very interested to see how Hell in
a Cell's
gonna look.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll find that out in October.
Anyway, we'll show up the rest of this Clash of Champions card, and the card is almost completely full. As going, we will find out other matches scheduled to take place. Let's not forget the theme of it is every championship is on the line. So
I'm sick of these themes, man. Why can't we just have pay-per-view? I'm sick of the theme, for real.
You know, WWE, but Vince likes his themes.
Every pay-per-view has a theme. Every pay-per-view has a theme. For love of God, let's just put a pay-per-view on, call it a day.
Yeah, most of them do have a theme. Not all of them.
I'm sick of this.
I'm not going to complain about the Royal Rumble. That can stay. You know, because you got the Royal Rumble, you got Hell in the Cell, you got Money in the Bank, you got TLC. I'm not going to count Royal Rumble and Survivor Series, even though technically it is a theme, but it's a match. But anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of them are themes. And exciting themes, to be honest.
Yeah, it's alright. My Super Bowl WrestleMania 37 would be quite interesting. I believe they put the Hall of Fame for that weekend. It was supposed to be this last year, but Corona said nope. So this will I believe is going to take place the Hall of Fame for next year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna look at.
I heard they want to do the Hall of Fame before next year's Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll get done.
So we're on the street. That the 2020 Hall of Fame class will be inducted as the 2021 Hall of Fame class during WrestleMania 37 weekend. Of course, those are Batista, John Bradshaw Layfield, the British Bulldog, God bless you, sir, Justin Thunder Liger, groups, the NWO, of course. Oh, by the way, all original members, including X-Pac. So that made Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall. All four of them will be two-time Hall of Famers?
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. I remember All-Star Rick, when Ric Flair was the only two-time Hall of Famer. That's another story.
Let's not forget the Bella Twins who are also Hall of Famers.
Why? Why the Bellas? I don't, like, because she's not, Nikki's not with John no more. So
no.
I don't see why you. I'm tired of the Bellas. Look, you did your thing and get the hell out. You know.
For Survivor Series, so we'll see what happens.
I don't see why we got to put the Bellas in the Hall of Fame. I really don't.
I think it's too early
But whatever reason, the Bella Twins will be in the Hall of Fame. So we got the Bella Twins, we got the NWO, we got JBL, Batista, Justin Liger, the British Bulldog. Next year, God willing, in the 2021 Hall of Fame ceremony.
I agree. I won't be surprised the Undertaker headlines that clash.
Eventually, he will. There is a spot in the Hall of Fame Undertaker. I don't know when, but there is a spot in the Hall of Fame.
Go in.
is, I would love to see Paul Heyman in the Hall of Fame. That'd be cool.
Oh, keep going,
man. Yes, sir. But that's going to be it for today. Thank you for joining us. We are taped, mind you. But we'll be live in October, all the way live. All you got to do is check us out. You want the live stuff on blogtalkradio.com, so Wrestling Tracks. If you're in our email club, you get this exclusively right now to your email. All you got to do is send your email to wrestlingtracks@gmail.com. We'll send this to you. We're past our point. You can just get it directly. So it'll be a downloadable link, and you can check that out there. Everybody else in the audio land, we'll see you guys next time on Wrestling Tracks.
Don't forget, check out something return in October.
Yes, sir.
And don't forget about our Hardcore Champion at the end of September.
Yes, sir. We'll see you guys there, everybody.
Impact next pay-per-view is also in the... It's at the end of October.
Ooh. I forgot about that. That'd be cool. Well, we'll see you guys next time. Thank you for joining us, everybody.
Do what you need to do to stay safe and keep your family safe and wash your hands.
Yes, sir. Be safe, y'all.